It might jeopardize Obama's peace process. A turncoat. No principles with Hillary Rodham Clinton. She is under the thumb of Obama's desperate effort to declare himself the world's ultimate peacemaker. As for me in my house, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is the peacemaker. How about you? Do you have peace with God? Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and it's talk radio, and we hope you'll call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But right now, because I want to refer to the program we did late last night with Lynn Marzulli. It was fascinating information. And I'm not certain that a lot of people really understand the dire circumstances and the dire danger we are in today. But basically, of course, what has happened, for those of you who don't understand, is that a small group of very evil and wicked people control both of our political parties. They appoint the people to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They control our banking system, our corporate system, the leadership of both political parties, the mass media, certainly the great tax-exempt foundations, the educational system. They are the invisible government of the United States, which I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. And their goal, their ultimate goal, is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, the destruction of Christianity, and installation of this one-world ruler that they really wanted, because they've been working at this for thousands of years through secret societies, following this all the way back to the time of ancient Babylon and then down through Zoroastrianism and Manichaeism and the Kabbalah and the Gnostics and the Greek philosophers, and then in more modern times, the Templars, the Rosicrucians, the Illuminists, and the certainly the Masons. But and then, of course, the more modern manifestations of this world occult movement, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateralists. But basically, what they're doing today is what they've done so frequently. They create an enemy. They finance the communists. They finance the Nazis. They finance the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. You have to have an enemy, so you finance the enemy. And if you have not seen the DVD that we've done called The Best Enemies Money Can Buy, I was flattered this last week when it was featured on the Alex Jones program. And his website actually had my interview with Tony Sutton. You can get it, see it on my website, or you can get the DVD called The Best Enemies Money Can Buy. It's available from my ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. And of course, Professor Sutton goes through all of the enemies. That's how we finance the communist line. Because you needed an enemy. You need to have that enemy to rally the people behind the invisible government. And we'll be back in just a moment. Well, I guess we've got another minute to go before the break. But basically, of course, you have to understand that the same techniques were used with the Germans. We actually financed the German movement. If you haven't read the three books that we carry on this or seen the letter I found among Colonel House's papers from Ambassador William Dodd, who asked Colonel House in 1936 why there were 100 American corporations over in Germany building the weapons for Adolf Hitler, for the Nazis in 1936 when there was no profit to be made. He didn't understand. William Dodd didn't understand, as most people don't. It is just too obtuse. But basically, of course, we built 100 American corporations, built the weapons they used to kill American boys at Normandy and at the Battle of the Bulge. And those men were never, never punished for their treachery. We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney, basically, then, of course, that how does this fit into what is going on today? And what is going on today is the fact that we are creating another
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Intelligence, MI6, this is covered in a book we carry called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game, you want to get the book, you want to read it, you want to understand how we create the best enemies money could buy, and let me recommend my DVD, the interview I did back in 1980 with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. only by understanding how we finance communism, how we finance Adolf Hitler and the Nazis, can you understand how we are financing and creating this terrible Muslim threat headed by the Muslim Brotherhood, which has been working hand in glove with American intelligence for almost three quarters of a century. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we've got Craig calling from Illinois. Hi, Craig. How are you doing?
Well, I'm barely holding on. I'm in the throes of unemployment and eviction, but right now I guess I'm healthy physically.
All right, fine. We'll be thankful for that, and we do hope that something good comes along. What can we do for you? Do you have something you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, so a few months ago, I saw this online. I believe a few EU heads, I believe Merkel, Cameron, I think Sarkozy had declared multiculturalism/immigration has been an utter failure. Now, I do agree with that. And then I realized that as of 1965, okay, this country's immigration policy, you know, became lax with the Open Immigration Act. You know, I think Javits was instrumental behind it. And I'm wondering, okay.
Well, Ted Kennedy was the major driving force behind that immigration law back in 65. But go ahead.
Yeah. And I was wondering, you know, I do agree that, you know, mass immigration / multiculturalism is toxic for a nation. But I did propose this to a few sociologists. I'm thinking, well, you know, you might say that, you know, America was a white Christian nation, but I'm thinking this wasn't, you know, a white Christian nation to start off with. And I'm wondering, so is it really fair to say that as far as, you know, in the scope of America?
Well, to say what now?
Is it fair to say that, you know, America sure remained a white Christian nation when initially it wasn't?
Well, how do you mean initially it wasn't? Basically, of course, the people who came and the initial settlers, the other people at Jamestown, the people at Plymouth, the people who came here, for the first 150 years, were predominantly white people from Europe. They were multiple languages, but of course they came to America and they became Americans. They accepted our culture. They learned our language. They became an integral part of our nation. What's happening, unfortunately, today is we have all sorts of people coming in who don't want to be Americans. They want to come here, live off of welfare, many of them, not all of them, some of them want to come here and work, but so many of them really are not interested in our culture. Their loyalty is to their country, to Mexico, to the Muslim nations, to their African nation. A black man can be just as good an American as I can, a Hispanic can be, but basically, they can, as long as they have and can develop our culture and speak our language, fine. But there is an organized effort to create a multicultural, multilingual society and destroy the very nation, a soul of this nation. Somebody called last night to say that, I think it was in Dearborn, Michigan, when you call and you have a question from some sort of a corporation, they'll say, well, now, do you want the language in English, press 1. If you want the message in Hispanic, press 2. Spanish, and if you want it in Arabic, press 3. You can't have a united nation when you have different languages and different cultures and people who have no loyalty to America. So I think that there is a great deal to be concerned about. I think they are using immigration to destroy the soul of this nation. But then, of course, they hate this nation because it was initially a Christian nation that sent out missionaries throughout the world, and they want to destroy this nation. That's what it's really all about. That is the basis of our immigration policy, but they can't tell the American people that. But that's the reason they will not enforce our immigration laws. That's the reason they will not seal the border. That's the reason they will not seal the fence. That is the reason that they refuse to deport illegal immigrants and viciously attack anybody who wants to enforce our immigration laws. We have a number of lawbreakers, and they're working at the highest levels of our government. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. What were your thoughts, Craig? And do you share my concern or disagree?
Yeah, I do share your concern to some extent. I honestly agree that, you know, mass immigration / multiculturalism is a failure because for the mere fact, you know, it changes the very nature of a country. I mean, prime example, you know, why should Mexico look like Afghanistan and vice versa? You know, I mean, I feel that, I think as a leader or an opponent of this, a few have said, you know, a country has the right to preserve itself and things of that sort. Hello?
Yes, you're absolutely right. We're committing national suicide. But it is because our leader's loyalty is not to the United States, but to this internationalist dream. They want to merge the whole world together into this one world society. A multicultural, multilingual, one world authoritarian society. Because, of course, they know that if America was to maintain its culture, to have its constitution, to have its belief in a God, to have one language, why we would not be able to be brought into this mongrel type of society that they want to create.
Yeah, I do agree.
Okay. Anything else now?
My other question was about the whole college industrial complex. Many years ago, you know, college wasn't that big of a deal. As a matter of fact, it was relatively cheap. You know, you can, work a part-time job and, you know, pay for school. But it's just over the years I'm thinking, okay, well, with our jobs going overseas, and I'm thinking maybe it's time that we should, you know, not so much depend so much on college and I guess, you know, utilize the apprenticeship. I believe in some European countries that was actually, you know, used as an alternative to university. And I'm wondering why is it in this country that idea hasn't dawned upon people if they want to find a cost-effective way to educating its workforce?
Well, basically, of course, I believe, of course, that we had a wonderful country, we had a wonderful educational system, but that system was infiltrated. And basically, used to be, you know, professors did not get fabulous salaries, administrators weren't making $300,000 or $400,000 a year. I mean, you went into a university, you had security, you got academic tenure, you certainly got a livable wage, but not a fantastic wage, but you had that certainly prestige of being a professor. This is no longer the case. Now they get fabulous salaries, the administrators get even more obscene salaries, and of course what they've done, and this is in large part because of the government making available loans, why of course then young people were able to borrow money, and without realizing that when you borrow money you have to pay it back again, they were borrowing large sums of money. And then, of course, as long as you're not having to really worry about so much about paying it back, and they were willing to pay in ever-increasing tuition, and tuitions were going up, not 1 or 2% a year. They were going up 8 to 10% a year, to the point now where the tuitions are obscene, or where the people, the young people, are really having very, very real problems, suddenly ever paying back their student loans. And many of these people will start a life with a $100,000 loan with, 4 or 5% interest hanging over their head, loans that they're never going to be able to pay off. They're entering perpetual slavery. And basically, when you borrow money, you become the servant of the person who lends you the money. And because there was that money available from the federal government, why, of course, the universities were able to exploit the system to pay really untoward salaries to their administrators, to build all sorts of great new edifices and buildings and palaces. And of course, what we have today is a very inefficient system that is not turning out people who can compete effectively with many of the people from other countries who certainly have gone to smaller, less expensive universities, but they've really been taught where they stress excellence. Here in America, where we really stress, in most instances, mediocrity, having a good time, having a lot of parties and fraternity life and a lot of sports. But the other countries, of course, are turning out engineers and mathematicians and scientists, and we're turning out people who have a degree in in sociology, and we're turning out people who have no specific training at all. And when they get done, maybe they take a degree in psychology. What do you do with a degree in psychology other than teach other people psychology? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I will tell you, being a victim of a college education, that I was not educated in college. I was indoctrinated. The purpose was to destroy my faith in God and family and country. They did a pretty good job. I graduated. I was about 19 years old when I graduated from college, and basically I was not very smart. They had destroyed my faith in God. They had destroyed my faith in this country. I embraced socialism, and I think our universities are a failure today. I think maybe somebody would be better off not going, not because university and education isn't important, but because they're not getting an education in this country. They might be a lot better off to go to another country and get a good education. Maybe go to India, where they stress excellence, rather than America, where we stress mediocrity. Anything else, Greg?
Dovetailing off that, I do have to agree that we're seeing a lot of investment in
Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. Craig, go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you, but I think, as you said, you know, I've noticed myself that I'm thinking, you know, you're building all these, lavish, sports stadiums. I'm thinking, if you want to, be...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
Thank you.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Call 824-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question, a comment, something you'd like to talk about. But we opened the program talking about how the real function of American foreign policy is to finance the Muslim Brotherhood and, of course, topple the various countries in the Near East and the Middle East and to bring them under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood so we will have an enemy, so we can have an enemy to have a war with. And basically, of course, the focus of our attention now is Syria, where, of course, there's a revolt there against the government of President Assad. President Assad is, for all intents and purposes, a dictator. He is a Shia Muslim. And of course, the country only has about 15% Shia Muslims. And of course, they maintain their control by the ruthless suppression of the opposition. If they had a free and open vote, they'd have one ban, one vote, one time, and they'd elect a Sunni, and then they'd kill all the Shias. So basically, President Assad has nothing to lose by certainly his ruthless approach to what's going on there, because there is a civil war going on, and it is being funded by the United States and by certainly our allies with the Brotherhood of Darkness, who want to overthrow Assad. Well, basically, since, of course, the rebels have not been able to accomplish that, they were planning military attack on Syria. So we've moved troops, NATO troops, into Turkey. Remember, Turkey is a NATO nation, and so we've moved other NATO troops in there. And remember, America, NATO is simply an extension of America. NATO is the world army. It's funded with your tax money. American tax money funds about 75% of NATO operations. So we are then moving our troops, maybe the proxy troops, probably only a few of them are American. Most of them will come from the other NATO countries. We move them into Turkey. They're being trained along with the Turks for the attack on Syria, but you're not going to hear about this in the controlled media. They don't want the American people to know we're planning on another war. Well, basically then, we actually went to the United Nations last week, and we asked the United Nations for a vote to support military action against Syria. And I don't know how the General Assembly took that, but Russia and China vetoed that. They actually said, no way, we're not going to stand behind you in an effort for military action to overthrow Syria. And so basically at that point, Assad said, President Assad of Syria said, if NATO attacks my country, the first thing I'm going to do is attack Tel Aviv, because Tel Aviv, the Jews are obviously, the Zionists are obviously behind this whole effort to overthrow our government, so we're going to attack Tel Aviv. And said that we will launch missile attacks from Syria, and we've got, and he didn't mention it, but they probably have well over 100,000 missiles from, and then he said from Hezbollah, they got about 75,000 missiles from Hamas and from Iran. So there'd be about 200,000 missiles raining down on Tel Aviv, and of course there would probably be nothing left living there. Whereupon, of course, in response to this threat from Assad of Syria, why the Jews simply have said, well, if you do that, the first thing we'll do would be to take out Damascus, and then every 3 hours we'll take out another Syrian city. And, of course, then suddenly Syria will end up being simply nothing but rubble. Now, of course, then there's another factor that's come out, and that is that the All the Libyan surface-to-air missiles have disappeared. We don't know who has them, whether it's Hamas, Syria. Apparently, they're available on the black market. But this is certainly going to change the situation over there, because a man with, certainly, a surface-to-air missile can take out helicopters. He can take out low-flying planes. He can take out a fighter jet, a $10 million fighter jet with one of these surface-to-air missiles. So this is another X factor, which we don't know how it's going to play out. But, of course, Israel is threatening war with Syria. Syria is threatening war with Israel. Israel's even talking about that this may be an opportune time to attack the bomb-building sites and nuclear sites over there in Iran. Of course, we're telling Israel not to do that. The whole area there is certainly on the verge of going to war. And what are we talking about? What we're talking about is that the Conrad Murray, Michael Jackson's doctor, and we're talking about the NBA and football. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Liberty or 464-8295. And basically, I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about what's happening economically, because the whole world is on the verge of economic contraction. And basically, of course, we'd never really gotten over the recession before. They simply told us things were getting better by juggling the figures. The truth of the matter is, of course, we're having at the present time suddenly about 11.4% inflation. Those are the figures we get from John Williams, and that's at shadowstats.com, and we recommend that site to you to get the truth, because the government lies. They lied to us about Pat Tillman. They lied to us about the Gulf of Tonkin. They lied to us about who financed Adolf Hitler. They lied to us about the attack on Pearl Harbor. They lied to us about the Lusitania. They lied to us about the sinking of the Maine. They consistently lie, and they're lying about the economic statistics. The real unemployment rate is certainly in the neighborhood of about 22.4%. And that is, of course, the U6 unemployment, which is the people who are unemployed, about 14 million. The people who are underemployed, which is about 9 million. That means that they are not getting a very good salary. They're working part-time. They're having to work a couple of jobs. They're certainly not employed to their capacity. And then, of course, those six given up work, about 6 million. So you're talking really about 28 to 29 million people are either unemployed or underemployed. And those figures really come from a man named Robert Samuelson, one of my favorite commentators, a man I read religiously whenever I see one of his articles, because he has something intelligent to say, unlike so many of the people who are writing today, the political pundits and economic pundits, who are simply lying and deceiving the public. But basically, of course, with high unemployment and high inflation, we've got real problems. And everything that they're doing now is simply making the situation worse. Now, there's plenty of money out there. You create artificial prosperity in a nation by simply creating credit. And there's plenty of money. But the corporations are sitting on about $2 trillion. The banks are sitting on about $3 trillion. And they're not investing it, and they're not making loans, because they want to precipitate this economic crisis at this time in history. I mean, everything seems to be on a timetable. I'm not privy to their inner thoughts, but we do know that this is a totally manipulated recession, and now it's going to be a depression. And the whole world economy is beginning to begin to contract. Certainly, they're having terrible times over in China. China's certainly, remember, they are the second largest economy in the world. But their economy is only a third to one quarter of that here in the United States. America is the driving force for the entire world, and certainly as our economy contracts, so does the economy of every other country in the world. Japan is number three, Germany is number four, and certainly between China, number two, Japan, Germany, the economy of all of these nations is contracting because people, certainly psychologically, are just not buying as they have in the past. And as a result of this, why, of course, there's less and less commerce and going along with that. Then, of course, stores begin shutting down. Here in the United States, there's been an organized effort to shift our factories, our industries, our business overseas. And as you know, we've sent our automotive industry overseas, we've sent our steel industry overseas, we've sent our textile industry overseas. If you cannot buy most of the drugs you buy in America, vitamins, minerals, they're all manufactured in China. They can do it so much more cheaply. We've sent our electronic industry overseas. We're in the process of shifting farming. This is why they shut down agriculture in the Central Valley of California over a 3-inch smelt. And if you believe that, you believe anything. No, they wanted to destroy farming in the Central Valley of California because it was one of the greatest producers in the whole world. And they want, of course, to shift this this production overseas. And basically, then, of course, the fishing industry is contracting. And certainly, financial industry, of course, is having very, very real problems. We've shut down the lumber industry in this country because of the spotted owl. We've shut down mining because it disturbs the environment, certainly. No, we've shut the gold mining industry down. They know exactly what they're doing. But the American people don't understand this is being done intentionally because they want to bankrupt America. They want to lower our living standards. That's what this whole global warming scam is about. They want to drive up the cost of electricity, and that's why, because they have taken out about 2,600 dams over the last 15 years. They've torn out about 2,600 dams so that we will not have cheap, efficient hydroelectric power, and so that you'll have flooding, and so that you will not have adequate aquifers, and so you can have more and more disruption of the economy, and you won't have water available for irrigation. They know exactly what they're doing, but they justify this because of the little fishies. They always have an excuse, but the real purpose is to destroy the infrastructure of our nation. They certainly do not want us to burn coal or oil or natural gas because it produces carbon and produces global warming. And yet the carbon dioxide makes up about 0.04 or 0.038 of 1% of our atmosphere. Not enough to do anything at all. And of course, as the carbon dioxide is essential for a healthy planet. It's been much higher in the past. But it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, why people will believe. Now, of course, they want us to shut down our nuclear plants. And this is why I believe, of course, they handled the nuclear accident over Japan. So totally ineffectually, and of course, country after country now is stopping their nuclear power development. So where are we going to get our power? Well, we're going to get it from the sun, and we're going to get it from the wind, and we're going to simply raise the cost of electricity so much they can deindustrialize America. And when you understand that, everything makes sense. Otherwise, nothing going on makes sense today. But when you understand that there's another agenda going on, well, then, of course, it becomes very, very obvious. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. What are you interested in? What would you like to talk about? Well, basically, the economy of the world is beginning to slip into a real depression, and suddenly in a very, very short period of time, a few months, we're going to see even more and more, of course, people unemployed in Sydney. We've sent already over 7 million jobs overseas. We've closed down over 44,000 businesses, 44,000 businesses here in the United States. And remember, every time you close a manufacturing job, why, of course, you lose 3 or 4 other jobs that, of course, come along to service the people who are actually producing things. So this is why we have unemployment rate of almost a figure of almost 28 to 29 million Americans at the present time. But they're not going to tell the American people what's really going on, that this is what they really want. The Brotherhood of Darkness wants to destroy America. Why? Because we are a Christian nation. Because if the American people would ever unite and simply insist that these people are subversive and they should be put in prison, and they should be put in prison because they have they sworn to uphold the Constitution. They're working against it. They're working together as part of a secret cabal dedicated to the establishment of a new international order. And, of course, I'm simply quoting from page 405 of David Rockefeller's book of memoirs, where he said, you know, many of these people accuse me and my family of being part of a secret cabal that's working against with others against the best interests of the United States, working towards creating a new international order. And if that's the charge, I am guilty, and I'm proud of it. And he goes on to talk about how they're raising the living standards throughout the world. Now, that's on page 405. If you haven't read the book, we do have copies. They're available through Radio Liberty, and if you can't afford them, at least go to my website, radioliberty.com, www.radioliberty.com, and simply type in David Rockefeller, Secret Cabal, something like that, Radio Liberty, and you will actually pull up the quotation. We have much of it there in my newsletters. It's been there several times. read it through and then understand. They talk about this openly, but you'll never hear this mentioned by Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity. The only national figure who's ever mentioned this was Glenn Beck, and you remember what happened to him. They simply fired him at Fox News. You're not allowed to bring out the truth on national television or national radio. And if you do, you become a non-person, you get blacklisted, and you can never get a job in television again. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we'd love to hear from you. If you got a question or comment, why, of course, give us a call, because, of course, we want to know what you're thinking as well. And we've got Tim calling from Illinois. So let's go to Tim, and we'll get to Tim in just a moment as soon as they pass him over. Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. Dr. Stan, the Economic Espionage Act was passed in 1996 after the U.S. realized China was targeting private businesses as part of their spy strategy. Now, recently here, September 16th, a former Indiana scientist pleaded guilty of illegal sending trade secrets worth $300 million to China and Canada. A federal judge from Indiana, he set a hearing for Keizu Wang, 48, a hearing for October 18th. Now, he was born in China, and he passed along info on developing organic pesticides. He was employed by Dow AgriServices, and he was a Canadian citizen with a U.S. permanent resident status. See how they sneak in here? I mean, we got heroin coming from Mexico, and we got communist Chinese spies coming from Canada. And the last couple few days here, one of the leaked stories on, you know, CNN and the rest of them, ABC, NBC, was Michael Jackson's doctor's trial. So I'm just flabbergasted, and I'm in Indiana and Illinois, and you're on the West Coast there. Have you ever considered a number of spies might be there on the West Coast?
Well, I'm sure there are, basically, but you have to understand that the Chinese Communist government was installed by the American State Department. And of course, yes, they've got their spies, and yes, of course, we create the facade that, you know, they're the enemy, but they, at the top, they're all working together, all dedicated to this same common goal. Yes, certainly. They're Russian spies. They're spies from Cuba. They're spies from China. But these people are as gullible as the people are out there demonstrating on Wall Street. They don't understand what I learned back about 1964 when I read a book called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. We've kept the book in print ourselves personally for the last 20 years. It was written by Rennie Worms of the Council for the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the tax-exempt foundations. But what they found when the Reese Committee investigated the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie foundations, they found they were funding communism. They were financing communism. Of course, if you've never seen my DVD, it was certainly the best enemies money could buy. My interview with Professor Sutton, which was featured on Alex Jones, but this is an interview I did back in 1980. Professor Sutton went into the background of how we've always funded communism. And then we funded Nazism. And as I mentioned earlier, we're funding the Islamic Brotherhood. Always create the best enemy money could buy. Yes, certainly they're transferring our secrets, but lots of times, you remember when Bill Clinton was the president and he gave communist China the secret, something really important. Like, how do you MIRV a missile and get it to work so it will come in and rain down havoc on our country? He gave it to them for nothing. He just transferred the technology to them. Why would he do that? Well, Bill Clinton understands the game. It's all political theater. Well, basically, all of these people at the very, very top work together. And if you haven't seen that interview called The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, you can see that at RadioLiberty.com under the section Videos. It's there. You can watch it for nothing. Or if we do have it on DVD. But we think it's so vitally important for people to understand that nothing is as it appears to be. And certainly one of the five most important books in my library is Foundations, Their Power and Influence. pointing out how American corporations and the great tax exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie and Ford, have financed communism since its inception. That is the most carefully kept secret in America, the one secret that they do not want the American people to know. We're supposed to believe that communism and Russia are the enemy and Cuba is the enemy and the Muslims are the enemy and we got to rally behind the government if we're patriotic. And this is not our government. This is their government. Anything else, Tim?
No, but the article did mention that there are also Russian spies, as you said.
Right, and I'm sure there are Russian spies, and I'm sure they're really very sincere communists who want to see America destroyed. But they don't understand how this all fits together, or the very, very powerful spiritual forces at the very, very top, you know, who are working behind the scenes in concert and laughing at how foolish we are. Because, as I pointed out, David Rockefeller has come up here to visit David, Fidel Castro has come up to visit David Rockefeller, and David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit with Fidel Castro. Why do you think that is? Does that make any sense?
No, it doesn't.
No, see, so much of what goes on really doesn't make any sense. And David Rockefeller, in his memoirs, talks about his visit with Fidel Castro, but he never talks about what they were talking about. He never discusses what they were talking about. I think they were sitting around laughing at how they pulled the wool over our eyes for such a long period of time.
Well, he was giving him orders, you know. He
probably was. And if you have never seen, and you can see this on our website as well, it's called The World Revolution, my interview with Earl Smith, a multi-billionaire. We did that interview in 1980 as well. And he talks about how State Department, the CIA, he knew that Fidel Castro was a communist, and we intentionally brought him to power. That is what's so hard for the average individual to realize. And our job is to try to get people to think and to realize that we're constantly being manipulated. Our minds are molded, our taste forms, our ideas suggested by the people who control the media. And that is part of this brotherhood of darkness. Hang on if you have anything else you'd like to say. Or otherwise, the number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295. Tim, anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate so much your calling, and certainly the spies are here. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Liberty. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We'd love to have you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And then I need to remind you that we are having our all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 23rd of October. That's just a little less than 3 weeks from now. And, of course, we hope that you're going to be able to come. We're going to start, open the doors at 7:30. I'll begin the program at 8:30, go through to 5:30 or 6. We're going to bring speakers from across the country. We're going to, of course, be serving lunch, so we have to know how many people are going to be here. And if you can make it, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. But I promise you it'll be a memorable program, and we're going to try to give plenty of time to our speakers, and we're going to have lots of times for questions and answers, because basically this is so important. You have a lot of questions after a talk, but so many of the seminars you go to, there's just no time for questions. And sometimes you learn so much more from the question and answer period. So this is what we're going to have, and probably we'll have a panel discussion at the end of the day, and we're just going to see if this is a more effective means of putting out a program where you'll be able to learn more about what is really going on. So if you're interested in coming to the Radio Liberty Annual Seminar, to be held on the 23rd of October, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will want to get the material we have, certainly on population control. You may want to get Agenda 21 if you've never actually read it. We have the complete text from the United Nations. We have certainly the summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment, and we have the Earth Charter. They're all available. In fact, the latter two, which is an essential part of this whole environmental movement and part of this diabolical plan to use the threat of our environmental degradation to justify controlling every aspect of life here in America. So certainly if you'd like to get that information, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927 and certainly ask for Agenda 21 or ask to get a copy of the Sustainable Development Syllabus, which has a summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment and the Earth Charter. And, of course, it has a section on the Population Control Agenda, and it has a section on the Georgia Guidestones. Of course, there's such an effort today, certainly on the television, on the Discovery Channel, on a program called Decoded, to trivialize, anybody who's concerned about the Georgia Guidestones. Ladies and gentlemen, this is put up by a secret society, probably the Rosicrucians. It calls for maintaining humanity at 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Maintain humanity at 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. And they say, well, it's not that we're going to kill off all those people. They talked to a couple of Rosicrucians on this program, Decoded. We're not going to kill them off. There's just going to be this major cataclysmic events. They're coming very soon, probably in the year 2012. Massive solar flares. The whole world is going to be disrupted. And most of the people in the world are going to be killed. And after that, of course, we ought to then try to maintain the world population at 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe that for 1 minute. I believe that there really are secret society and the Rosicrucians swear secret oaths never to reveal the truth about what's going on. Anyway, we're out of time. We've got a great program coming up next. So we ask you to pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And we have actually two guests for this hour. The first one was Kirk McKenzie, and I'm afraid that we've lost Kirk. I'm going to ask our producer if he can get Kirk back on line one. But we also now have Debbie Begalupian. Tell me, how do you pronounce your name, Debbie?
It's
Batsigalupi.
Batsigalupi, like you're
going to
botch it up.
Batsigalupi. Okay, like you're going to botch it up. Batsigalupi, okay. Okay, fine. Of course, Debbie, of course, her family is involved in what's going on up in that area around Klamath Falls. And is your family into in farming, or what do they do?
Yeah, my parents are. We're a small family cattle ranch.
Okay, and basically, of course, what's happening is that everything up in that part of the country is going to be decimated when they tear out the dams there. And remember, we've already torn out about 2,600 dams over across America in the last few years. Part of this Agenda 21 program to deindustrialize America and impoverish the American people. But certainly they do a lot of this in remote areas where the average individual has no idea what's really going on. But the people who are doing it know exactly what they're doing, and they don't want the American people to know. So basically, of course, now we've got Kirk McKenzie on. Hi, Kirk. How are we doing?
Well, just good. Thank you.
Well, let's get back to Debbie. And Sydney, Debbie, give us your impression of what's happening up there. As they talk about, well, we've got to take these dams off the Klamath. There's four dams up there. And, of course, the dams are used for irrigation, to provide water for the farmers, to maintain the aquifers, to stop certainly the flooding downriver that's used to maintain a constant supply of water, certainly for the fish. But it's also used to produce hydroelectric power. This is all going to be destroyed. Very expensive destruction as they set out to destroy the way of life there. Debbie, tell us your impression of what's going on.
Well, and thank you for asking. So we kind of got wind of this a couple years ago about how they were – actually, it's been going on for quite a while. But really, we started getting a little bit nervous as as small family ranchers where the river that runs through our property actually diverts into the Klamath River. And a couple years ago, there were some fires in the area, and the fire department would swoop in one of our ponds that was fed by the river that our springs and the river that runs through our property. And they'd swoop up with these big buckets and drop this buckets of water on the national forest that was just beyond our property line. So anyway, and then fast forward a couple years, and so anyway, they used our water, and they use it for many reasons besides.
Well, do they compensate you for it, or do they just take it?
Nope, I think it's just you it's there to use, and it's there to protect.
Right.
The surrounding forest, and as you know from some of your previous interviews, they're not managing our forest like they used.
Right. Well, see, basically, I think that this is a legitimate thing to do. Certainly, they don't want the forest to be burning down. But basically, of course, one reason we'd have the problems is because they've certainly put moratoriums on, certainly utilizing the wood in many areas because of the spotted owl. And basically, if they're not worried about the spotted owl, they want to destroy the lumber industry. When you understand that, and then, of course, there's overgrowth of trees, a lot of dry wood up there, and, of course, it's just waiting to burn down. And so, basically, then, they instead of harvesting it, we simply lost. Well, Debbie, go right ahead. So you're telling us you've got a river that goes through your property. Well, then you won't have a problem with water, will you?
Oh, absolutely we will. The Department of Fish and Game would like to see 80% of all water going straight out to sea. So that means with our river that is upstream from the Klamath River, they're going to want all water. If once they take the dams out, and I know that you've heard from various people that that once the dams are out, that river is filled by, the Klamath River is filled by snow melt-off. And it was named Klamath by the Native Americans, and Klamath means stinky. It's the salt, it's the salt. It's volcanic water, and it's brown. I think Rex, Rancher Rex, told you about that in one of your interviews. So they're going to want all water going into that river in order to keep water going into the river. So we divert. We are above the dam diverter. And what we use the water for is to flood irrigate. And flood irrigate is actually very good for, we hear, the government tries to tell us differently that sprinklering is the best way, but sprinklering, you lose 30% of the water or more to transevaporation. Well, what flood irrigation does, and we only flood irrigate a small percentage of acreage, and if you ask me how much, I don't know, but it's a small percentage of our ranch, and what it does is it just goes, it waters the grass. The roots try and follow the water down into the aquifer, and then it replenishes the aquifer. So it actually, and you lose nothing to, very, very minute amount to natural evaporation, but not like you do with sprinklers, which are spraying in the air, and then they just spray gently on the leaves, and the water remains on the leaves. So a couple years ago, the Department of Fish and Game asked that all the ranchers and the farmers sign on to this thing called the Incidental Take Permit Program, which was designed as kind of like a safety net for these coho salmon, which you've heard are, you probably have heard that they're non-native fish to Northern California. We are arid, we are Mediterranean weather, and these fish prefer colder waters. Well, we have hot waters up where in most of the ranching areas above the dam.
Now, what is a hot water?
Hot water.
Oh, hot water, okay.
Not hot water, but it's, compared to what the fish would naturally like to spawn and be in, we have warmer water than what they prefer. So sorry for the hot water. I meant hotter water, but it's actually warmer water.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Debbie Boccalucci here, and she's they have a small farm, or she and her family have a small farm. How large is your farm up there?
We have 4,500 acres.
4,500 acres, and is it primarily a cattle farm?
It is a cattle farm, but most of it is conservation land.
By conservation land, you mean what?
I mean, we own it, and we conserve it, and we take care of it, and it's open to the wildlife.
But basically, do they graze the cattle on us, or what?
We do. We only graze the cows on just a minimal part of our ranch.
All right, fine. So basically, it's there. It's the rest of it. Does it make any money for you? Is it just there so because you love the land?
We love the land.
All right, fine. So basically, of course, you do have a flood irrigation on part of the, let's say you can raise grass. And how many head of cattle do you run?
Right around 350, I think we have.
Okay, fine. And so,
we're very small.
Okay, so basically, and then, of course, the Department of Fish and Wildlife wants you, instead of having flood irrigation, which, of course, is a very efficient means of getting the water, you know, and conserving it, they want you to do sprinkler. That would be expensive, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, I think it's estimated at like 50,000 to 100,000. And you don't get the efficiency that you do from flood irrigation.
You mean $50,000 to $100,000?
To put in sprinkling, yeah.
Well, why would is the government going to put it in? Are you expected to put this money in?
Oh no, we ranchers are expected to pay for.
Well, why would you do that? When, of course, it's no advantage. In fact, it's a disadvantage for you. Did the farmers go along with the Fish and Wildlife, or did they tell them where they could go when they came up with this absurd suggestion?
You know, I'm so proud of the ranchers in Siskiyou and the farmers and the landowners in Siskiyou County because they are standing up for their rights. These are private property rights that are being eroded and taken away. And Siskiyou County, I think, and Kirk could probably agree with me, as they are being loud and proud and saying, you are not going to take away my private property rights.
All right, now, are these federal or are these local, are these state or federal officials?
Well, they're both local, and we've got the National Marine Fisheries. I believe they're federal. The NOAA, the National Oceanic, they're also federal, but Department of Fish and Game is a local. It's the California Department of Fish and Game, so they're local.
All right, but they really have no control over you. Do they have any power actually to force you to do what they want?
In some situations, yes. But in the incidental take permit program, which I mentioned earlier, no. And that's why some of the ranchers and the farmers who did not sign on to this, it was a safety net for the coho salmon. And if a coho salmon is found on our property, a fingerling, which, you know, is just about the size of your finger, your pinky, or a salmon egg, or it could be up to $25,000 per incident.
How could they possibly fine you if a fish happens to swim upriver onto your property?
Well, if you're a rancher and you sign onto the incidental take permit program, part of the agreement in that agreement is that you can the Department of Fish and Game can come on your property at any time they want.
Well, but then why would anybody sign that? I'm sure you must understand you cannot trust these people. They're part of an evil system.
I agree, but when you're told that you will be fined $25,000 per fish, I think it probably scared a lot of people.
But basically, of course, they can't know what's there unless they come onto your property. So if you can keep them off the property and don't give them the right to come on, they can't find the fingerlings.
Well, and some ranchers and farmers up in the Siskiyou County area, whether it be the Scott Valley or the Shasta Valley, they have been, the Department of Fish and Game and other governmental agencies have been showing up on people's properties trespassing. In fact, there's a few websites that actually tell stories. Pieandpolitics.com is one of them. That is by the Scott Valley farmers and ranchers. And you can read in there and see where some of the ranchers have actually been read their rights about from these government agencies saying, we heard that you have dead fish on your property. We want to inspect your property. So they are, and then in another situation, on our property, for example, the Department of Fish and Game told our water master that they had a right to walk our property line, the river that runs through our property. This is when my parents were out of town, And my dad didn't do anything about it. My dad has been very friendly and has always worked with the Department of Fish and Game since we've owned this ranch for 30 plus years. And so he didn't make a big deal out of it, but they're doing, the Department of Fish and Game is going above and beyond the law.
But you see, these people don't believe in the law. They have an agenda, and they want to destroy farming. They want to destroy, really, the whole infrastructure of our society. And some of these people know exactly what they're doing. So, basically, if the farmers don't stand up to them and we replace, of course, these people in Sacramento, they're going to destroy this nation. This is what it's all about, to destroy this nation, impoverish our people. It's all part of Agenda 21.
I absolutely agree.
Have you looked into Agenda 21, Debbie?
Oh, my gosh. I have not slept in over 2 years, Dr. Stan, because I've been researching till 3, 4 in the morning. I mean, people get emails from me all night, and, you know, I've linked it to Codex Alimentarius. Are you familiar with Codex Alimentarius?
Sure.
And how that's going to impact our farmers and our ranchers. And even, you know, supplements, I know Congress passed something recently about, and it was, I believe the USDA and the FDA also passed and hired new employees to come in and inspect all family farms and ranches. And at that point, they can violate a small family farm or ranch for whatever they feel is a violation. Then they have to come. So they go, they do their report. The government agency goes and does their report. Then they come back and do another inspection. And under this new inspection, they can then violate you for any more issues they see. But if you try and defend yourself, you do not get to defend yourself in a court of your own peers. It's actually in a court of their own peers.
Well, then, because what you have to do is demand that you have a constitutional court, not an administrative court, and under admiralty law. And basically, of course, I'm sure you probably looked into this, but they have an illegal court system, and basically where you have no rights at all, and you have no constitutional rights. And if you've never gotten into the difference between a regular court and an admiralty court, well, you really need to look into it. Of course, the admiralty court, they have a flag, and it's got the gold fringe on it. That's an admiralty court. That's not an American court, but that is a court under admiralty law. So basically, you need to get all of this information. I'm sure Kirk can help you. Kirk, can you get some of this information to Debbie so she understands the difference between a constitutional court and an admiralty court?
Sure, I'd be happy to do it. Debbie has actually cited quite a bit of stuff, but we've had a good chance to talk, so she's pretty well informed, but
okay.
I certainly can fill in any blanks.
Okay, very good. Well, go right ahead, Debbie. But basically, I share your concern. And what we need to do is get everybody in America to realize we have subversive elements working at the highest level of our government and then working down in our local communities, people who have no respect for the law. It's all about power, control, and destruction. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, the only thing, the only resource we really have in Siskiyou County is agriculture. You know, they've chipped away our timber. They've chipped away at our mining. They're chipping away at our recreation. You know, and they're pitting the Native Americans against the ranchers and the farmers, pitting the fishermen against the ranchers and farmers. It's divide and conquer. They're doing an excellent job. And they have even told this community that they are the pilot program for All Dams Out and people out of the rural area. So they've been very, very open, and they being the government agencies and the environmentalist groups that are involved. So they've been pretty crystal clear, Dr. Stan, about what their intentions are. And we know what their intentions are. They know what their intentions are. They know that we know, and we know that they know, and they're still, you know, pushing this stuff through.
But seeing that's because they're not afraid of you. And the one thing they fear is the American people are going to understand what it's about. Now, if I could suggest, I wish you could get some of the people up there to listen to our programs here. They're available at RadioLiberty.com. They're available On shortwave, we don't have any radio stations up there, but we have them all across the country. And we need, of course, to get the people to understand that what is happening in Siskiyou County is but part of a much larger plan, a diabolical plan to destroy this nation, to destroy freedom, and to impoverish our people. And if the people would unite, there's no way. There's only a few people on the other side, and then there are a lot of people who want to keep their job and will do whatever they're told because they have no moral integrity. But basically, if people could understand, because we cover repeatedly this whole idea of Agenda 21, but it's part of a much larger plan intent upon destroying our nation. So if you can get some of the people up there to listen to our programs at RadioLiberty.com, they're available 24 hours a day. Some of them are good, some of them are not so good, but you have a tremendous insight into what's going on. So basically, how effective are you and the other farmers up there? Is there any sort of an organization that is getting the information out through the people locally so you can unite and just say, what you're doing is unconstitutional and we're going to charge you with being part of a subversive movement?
Are you still there?
We certainly are.
Oh, sorry about that. We did, with Kirk's help, we have formed DefendRuralAmerica.com. You can find it at www.defendruralamerica.com.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Debbie, go right ahead.
Yeah, so we are...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Had Debbie, now you're going to actually, you've got a movie. When will this be available?
Kirk?
to be out on October 22nd. It's a documentary. I was kind, you know, I went up there to visit, and I discovered that they had had me busy for 5 days from crack of dawn until night, visiting and interviewing some 45 people. I came back with, I don't know, 40 hours at least of video, and I'm going to be putting together a documentary.
Well, do you have a good video camera?
Yeah.
All right, go right ahead then, Debbie. So basically you're putting together this video program, and how are you going to get it out across America?
Well, we're going to get it out on YouTube, through YouTube channels, and mainly, Kirk, and correct me if I'm wrong, through Silent Publication or Silent No More Publications on YouTube channel. So,
right, so, yeah, these things are going to, you know, this infrastructure that I've been building for years is you know, going to be used to help get this thing launched. But we're going to be getting people to help drive traffic to a YouTube video. It'll be available for BBD. Of course, we don't have access to, you know, mainstream media who's going to completely ignore this. But what's happening is we're developing our own communications network, and it's turning out to be a geometric progression here.
Well, I think it's really so interesting that the fellow, I think Biber is a songer, and you know, he's a 17-year-old young man who sings, but basically he was able to build a following of several million people across America using the internet. And actually, of course, on his Facebook account today, a site, he has over 11 million followers, and almost all of this was done through the use of the internet and YouTube. I think what you're doing is a great idea, Kirk.
Just so you know, the full scope of this, there is a Defend Rural America website. There is now a Defend Rural America Facebook page. There is a Defend Rural America Twitter account. I think it's DRA1022. And there is now a communication network being established to hook people up across the country, people who are you know, it's not for chat, it's not for debate, it's not for news. It's basically for people who are fighting these battles to talk to other people who are fighting these battles and to communicate, coordinate, and cooperate. And so there is a major project here underway. And it's like Debbie says, and I think also like you, Dr. Stan, you've been preaching a lot of this stuff for years and years and years, and you know how difficult it is to get the, you know, the masses of America out there awake. But here's a situation where the violations are so egregious, and the arguments in favor of the dam are so obviously false and illogical that you actually have people who probably don't watch that much news or TV or whatever else. All of a sudden they're saying, hey, something is not adding up here. Something's wrong. And here they are discovering on their own Agenda 21. It's quite amazing because there is an awakening happening. It is going to create a tsunami.
Well, I'm certainly hoping. In fact, I was amazed. Somebody sent me a YouTube the other day, and it was Glenn Beck. And Glenn Beck, as you know, has had to set up his own television network, pay for view, but a couple of dollars a month, and you can watch Glenn Beck there on television, on the internet. And he was talking about Agenda 21 and doing a very, very good presentation. I was very, very pleased when I saw what he was doing, and I commend him for getting the information out. And certainly, I think more and more people, whether it's coming from you or from Debbie or from Glenn Beck, and certainly we've been talking about this thing for, well, going back certainly to the 1990s. But this program has been here for a long time. It's diabolical, it's cruel, it's ruthless, and it is intent upon the destruction of the America that we know. Go right ahead, Debbie. Well, it sounds like this is really an exciting undertaking then. With Kirk's help, you're going to get this information out?
Yeah. You know, we've felt pretty helpless and on our own for the last 2 years. We're a small populated area. Many people are on welfare. You know, there's ranchers who, you've heard the term land rich, money poor. You know, and most of these people, including my parents who do own ranches, they just wanted to be left alone, mine their own land, you know, provide food and byproducts to the American people and to the world. And it's as if they did something wrong and they're just getting punished after punishment.
Well, you see, but Debbie, these people are really wicked people. They really do want to destroy your parents and all the other people up there, they've destroyed the lumber industry intentionally. They've destroyed the mining industry intentionally. They've destroyed our automotive industry, our steel industry, certainly our electronic industry. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know what they're up to. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Debbie, you go right ahead.
Oh, that song just kind of brought tears to my eyes. Facing.
Well, I'll tell you what, it goes back to the America that I knew when I grew up in. The song was, that recording was made in 1943, and when America was a different nation. And that was the America that I grew up in, where I was proud to be an American. And now when I see this going around the world, killing people needlessly, fighting phony wars, you know, we got 250,000 men there in Afghanistan, fighting 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda, and in Libya, of course, we're funding Al-Qaeda and their effort to overthrow Gaddafi, and nothing as it appears to be. And our job is to get people to understand that there really are people out there that have a different agenda, and the enemy is not in Moscow or Beijing. The enemy is in New York City and in Washington, D.C., and there's a subversive element there that has a whole different worldview. But that's neither here nor there. The important thing is that you're getting that information out, and I commend you for it. And so are most of the people up there in Siskiyou County supporting you, or some of the people there are going along with the government because they're afraid?
Yes. Many people are coming together, and from different valleys, we're coming together. It's hundreds of people, if not thousands. And I think we'll find out on October 22nd how many, you know, thousands of people are standing behind us. Sheriff Lopey, who's our elected sheriff up there, held on Labor Day kind of a last-minute town hall rally, and over 400 concerned Siskiyou County residents and into Oregon showed up. And it was all about private property rights and water rights. And so it's growing, Dr. Stan. The support is growing, but also on the other side of it, the other side is also picking up the rhetoric. And we are seeing more and more articles come out.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back to you in just a moment, Demi. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Debbie Boccalucci and of course, Kirk McKenzie. Our good friend Kirk is on the line as well. We're talking about this effort to destroy the property rights of the people in Siskiyou County. This is an experimental area, and of course, basically these wicked people who really don't believe in the Constitution. It's all about power and about driving the people off the land and about just taking down the dams and about destroying the fishing and destroying the aquifers and destroying the irrigation and destroying the farms and destroying the fish and destroying the mining and destroying the lumbering. And when you understand that, you understand what's really going on. Well, Debbie, before we go on, would you like to get your website out and tell people how they can get in touch with you and the Stand Up Rural America organization? And if you're out there in the audience out across America and you'd like to speak to Debbie or to Kirk, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Debbie.
Yeah, our website, thank you for asking again, is It's defendruralamerica.com. So it's www.defendruralamerica.com. And that's how people can get in touch with us. Kirk set up a great, you know, grassroots website for us, and it's getting quite a bit of fun activity. So we know this story is huge, and we know, like you said, more and more people are waking up to what's happening.
And Sydney, I'm very, very encouraged. And Kirk, what thoughts would you like to leave with our listeners this evening?
Well, I think a message of hope, frankly. I guess it's always, what is the slogan, is darkest before dawn.
Well, it's either darkest before dawn or darkest before midnight. I haven't decided which we go right ahead.
It could be either. It's you know, the truth of the matter is they're a race right now, right? And they know that we're on to the game. And so they're trying to put the gulags and the secret police and all that stuff in place and throw over the Constitution and arrest people and start assassinating Americans and say that's okay. I mean, there's no doubt there's a race on, and they're pulling out all the stops to be able to try and take an ultimate control and keep us controlled. I tend to believe that eventually the masses will always choose liberty. Eventually people will say, I want to control my own life. And so, although it always seems to be hard from day to day, I'm encouraged. And when you start hearing people that never heard of the kinds of things you've been talking about for all this time, and all of a sudden they're listening, and we're able to reach them and get them quality information that they can watch, that, you know, it's not political, it's not Republican or Democrat or this or that, it's just facts, and they can start to wake up, I'm encouraged.
All right, well, I certainly am as well. And I do believe that there is a stirring out across America. We see this manifested in so many different ways, but we see this manifested in the number of calls we're getting, the response we're getting, and the help we're getting. And certainly we find out that there are other groups all across America. And of course, the old idea is a lot of people aren't concerned until their axe gets gored. But a lot of people's axes are going to be gored here in the next few months as the economy collapses, as suddenly we begin to see more and more unrest in this country. And, of course, this whole idea of taking over Wall Street, basically, of course, this is all to rally the people behind, of course, our government that's trying to maintain law and order, and these are radicals and communists and socialists. What people don't understand is they're financed by the very people that they are demonstrating against. And the average person out there demonstrating, whether it be certainly here in Santa Cruz or whether it be in Wall Street or in Boston, doesn't understand they're being manipulated because they are part of the controlled opposition. But they are controlled, and they're not demonstrating against the right things or educating the people about what's really going on, because that's our job. And that's why here at Radio Liberty, we many times are repetitive, but we're trying to teach people about what is happening. Well, Debbie, it certainly sounds like you've gotten a pretty good grasp of how this fits together, and of course, this whole Agenda 21 program. But have you ever figured out why they want to do this?
Well, sure. They want urban and wildlands, period. That's it. So all these people who, you know, who look at me when I start talking about what's happening, and I've been talking about this for, you know, over 2 years, even to my own family members, you know, they've been kind of looking at me like two heads on, you know, two heads or a snake on my head or something like that. You know, as I'm saying, look, this is what's happening. And so people who ski, who camp, who hike, who boat, this is going to impact you too. It's not just going to impact we ranchers and farmers. They're just starting with us. That's all. And it's going to be swept right across, you know, right down California and right across the rest of the United States, just like we were told would happen by the Department of Fish and Game.
Well, of course, are your parents beginning to understand that what's going on is part of something much, much larger?
Oh, yeah. You know, if you had said to me, you know, 6 months ago, Debbie, you know, 9/11 was an inside job, I would have said, are you kidding me? But I have been doing more and more research on my own and also hearing from other people to the point now where even my immediate family is questioning 9/11. And that is so bizarre to me, because I really, truly wanted to stand by our president and George Bush in particular. I really wanted to stand by and believe in something. And, you know, I'm finding life is a little bit different these days, because I don't know who to believe. I don't know who to trust. I don't know what to trust. And, you know, it's scary, Dr. Stan. It is very scary these days. You never know what, you know, if you say something, if you're going to have the handcuffs, you know, put on your wrist the next day. And I'm pretty outspoken. So, you know, I tried not to say anything about a year ago. I didn't even have, wasn't very active on my Facebook, because my parents were concerned. You know, they didn't want the target on them. They have this great relationship with government agencies. Even now they have a good relationship with them, even though, you know, I think I would describe they're getting abused by these government agencies, but they are still good. My parents still are good to them, and they still follow the rules and they follow the laws. In fact, you know, they go above and beyond following the laws and crossing the T's and dotting the I's. You know, I would have never, ever, ever have believed this is the United States of America that I grew up in. But more and more, there's so much evidence that it kind of makes me wonder about other people and how they aren't seeing what's happening.
Well, basically, of course, Debbie, this the America we love is still here. It is just that a group of very wicked people with a great deal of money and power have taken it over. And this is why we have to expose them. These are a subversive element. You probably haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, but if I could suggest, when you have a little time, and I don't think you probably have very much, but go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, scroll down to where it says videos. Now, there's videos on the web, but just go where it says videos, and scroll down there to the first video. It's called The Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you can stand to listen to me talk for 2 hours, we will lay out the entire background of what is really going on in America. And my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, came from that talk. And that was just one of those unusual evenings when, of course, and we talk, actually, if you notice, we don't even have any notes. We're just talking, and I'm talking from my heart what I've learned over a period of almost 50 years, because I guess I gave that talk about 10 years ago. But basically, you need to understand that there are other forces out there. There are spiritual forces. This is really a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, educational battlefield. But until we understand that the people on the other side are motivated by very powerful spiritual forces, none of this makes sense. And the one thing they fear more than anything is that the American people will wake up, because there are not very many of them on their side, and the vast majority of people want to be free. And when they realize that these people have created wars and killed millions of people, and they plan to kill billions more, why, hopefully people are going to wake up. Well, we've got Barbara on the line here. Again, our number is 1-888-244-Liberty. 1-888-244-Liberty. But let's go to Barbara. Hi, Barbara. Do you have a question or comment?
A little bit of both. Now, from what I've been gathering, that this whole thing started because of the salmon that wanted to go upstream.
Well, does it really have to do anything with the salmon, Debbie, or is the salmon what they're using as the excuse?
When the Department of Fish and Game is caught killing these salmon that they're supposedly trying to protect, I think that pretty much says it all.
Okay, well, why can't they do what they do in Canada in the dams? Like going up the Fraser River, they have dams, and on either side they have,
they call them fish ladders.
Fish ladders. Right. Where, and the fish, all the salmon going upstream, up the Fraser River, and I'm sure other areas there, they go up, you can see them just going up the ladders. And continuing on up the rivers, and they spawn. So obviously this is just nothing more than an excuse, and they have not even looked into the possibility of doing something like this. And so you are looking at the Agenda 21, the same, because they don't want to solve the problem.
Yeah, you couldn't have said it better, Barbara. Thanks for adding that in. In fact, we have Siskiyou County Water Users Association. That's another great website to go check out what the people in the community in Siskiyou County, three of the four dams belong in Siskiyou County. They're Siskiyou County dams. And what the Siskiyou County residents have done, those people who are in favor of dams and a win-win situation, have, and these are professional engineers, professional licensed engineers, have come up with dam alternative, which is dams also in, but also a fish tunnel. And it would be a third of the cost of ladders and tearing out the dam.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what, and Siskiyou County Water Users Association will go to meetings with government agencies, and they keep suggesting this fish tunnel, bypass tunnel. It's called the Shasta Nation Bypass Tunnel, named after the Shasta Nation tribe, who will likely be destroyed as a result of other tribes in the area who will get thousands of acres and millions of dollars if these dams should come out. So there's also a Native American fight going on up in Siskiyou County. But they won't listen to us, Barbara. We've got alternatives. We've got win-win situations. And they, their decision is, well, we think it's going to be dams out.
But you see, they really don't want a solution. That's the problem, Debbie. Right. They don't want a solution. Go ahead.
Let me add one more thing. Go ahead, Barbara. Kirk. Barbara, something to understand is these dams are 200 miles from the ocean. So this is already 200 miles upstream, you know, 100 miles beyond where salmon normally would go.
Can't hear, Kirk.
It's a bogus thing. And secondarily, this is a very unique river. It actually begins in a volcanic kind of a semi-deserty area. It does not begin with fresh mountain water like you normally think about. This begins with water that comes from a lake that's 10 feet deep that's sitting with a lot of phosphor in it, which grows large amounts of blue-green algae. The lake literally turns green. And so what's further upstream is actually warm, murky, algae-full water that's absolutely terrible. Salmon begin to die when it hits 60 degrees. This 10-foot lake is usually about 80 degrees. So going from 200 miles to 300 miles, you know, or another 50 miles towards this warmer, hotter water, dirty water, is crazy. It's absolutely illogical on the face of it.
Did Barbara hear that?
No. I could hear him on the radio, but I couldn't actually hear him over the phone. But, you know, the whole thing is at least they could prove their problem that way in doing it without taking out those dams and destroying the lives of so many people.
But they don't want a solution. They want to create more problems. That, unfortunately, is what this is about, Barbara.
Well, I know. I can understand.
Okay. Anything else?
No, Debbie, God bless you for everything you're doing. And just keep up fighting and with all of the people up there, because, you know, you're really, you know, being undermined.
Anyway, Debbie is obviously a very courageous woman.
God bless you.
Thanks so much, Barbara, for calling.
And I guess we got
that taken care of. And so basically, Kirk, what are your parting thoughts for our listeners tonight?
Well, I guess I basically would suggest to those people in the rural areas of the country who are fighting these battles, and including Canada, come to the website, defendruralamerica.com, and begin the help hookup, because we are going to hook you up. And then secondarily, for the people who are not in rural America, understand that 95% of the country that you drive through from one city to the next is actually where all your food, your water, your energy, your homes and building materials, your minerals, your natural resources come from. It is that part of the country which is our true national treasury. You know, Treasury Department has been depleted and gold's gone from Fort Knox. That should be called the U.S. debtory. The real treasury is what we have here in America and in Canada. Abundant, unbelievable natural resources that are worth trillions and quadrillions of dollars. And they're basically stealing that from us and pushing it off that land. So it's time for the people in the urban areas to stand up with the rural people and say, hey, this is my country too. We stand together. We stand tall. We stop them. No more. we draw the line in the sand right here.
United we stand, divided we fall. Debbie, what are your parting thoughts for our listeners?
I remember our First Lady saying a while back, we will rewrite history. And that's exactly what they're doing. Something I'd like to add to what Kirk just said is, you know, not only does rural America provide you with food and housing products, and but also the cows, you know, the cows are also, 99% of the cow is used for something. It's a byproduct for paint, for paintbrushes, for asphalt, ball bearings on cars. The fat of a cow is used to grind and make bullets and landing strips on airplanes. So we could not be here without the cow. And if you look up the benefits of the cow on the internet, it's mostly Ayurvedic. You know, you hardly find anything about the cow. And in fact, they're attacking the cow now. They're saying that the cows grazing are ruining all the Sierra Nevadas and golden trout and all these other crazy things. And I think what they're trying to do is, besides stack and pack us, is push for vertical farming. And that's another video to start looking up, is what is vertical farming. And what I do want to add is, like Kirk says, we need to stand together. This isn't just a farming, ranching issue. This is a people issue. And whether you are Republican or Democrat or independent or I don't know, we need to stand together, because this will impact every single one of us.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. All right, Debbie, you go right ahead, because we agree with everything we're saying. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and, you know,
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663, or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
Oh,
For many decades, these great United States.
Sustainable development, the road to world government. And then, of course, you need to get the syllabus that goes with that, and you need to get our four-tape set that goes with that, and understand that this is much bigger than people understand. This is a worldwide program on the part of a group of very evil people who want to destroy human civilization. Let me repeat that. This is a worldwide program on the part of a group of very evil people who want to destroy civilization. And you say, that's crazy talk, and you're absolutely right. These people are crazy. They have a different worldview.